This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now it is time to ask the CLO. This is from Tamika in Edison. Tamika says, my best friend and I are dating guys that are close friends. My bestie's boyfriend texted my boyfriend saying she's terrible in bed and not freaky enough. I was snooping and I read the text. Should I tell her to spice things up or should I stay out of it, CLO?
Yeah, just stay out of it, you know.
Really?
You don't know. You might not have read the text about you. So, you know. You might not be in there with enough monkey tricks yourself. Stay out of that. Because you're not even supposed to know about that bedroom. But she ain't doing it. But you know what? He might not be what he say he is.
Right.
A lot
right.
of times when people blame other people, they deflect it.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't all that.
Donald
she ain't
Trump.
Freaky enough. You didn't bring it out, dog. See, a lot of times you got to look at this both ways. So leave it alone. Stay out of it. Just because y'all dating friends don't mean that y'all going to both get married and both have families. This could be just a wash.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
And I don't know no two dudes that talk like that no way about their girls.
Mm.
So obviously he ain't planning on her being the girl because you're not finna talk to no dude about his woman, how she is in bed. Ain't no real man finna give you that information. Now, we'll talk about something else, dog.
All right. Thank you for that one, CLO. Morris in the DMV says, two females that I deal with popped up at my barbershop at different times. I don't play that, so I ignored them both. They're both mad at me for dissing them. I've told all of the girls that I date not to pop up at my place of business. So am I wrong?
Well, no, pimp, you ain't wrong.
Player,
but you ain't the player you think you are. I've told all my girls
all my
I
girls.
Deal with, don't come up to my shop, get up in here where I'm working at. You understand? Don't ever come up here. Now, here
That's
they come.
That's how he talks.
Now, here they come.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? They mad at you. Yeah, they mad.
Mm-hmm.
So, bruh, you got, so, and they popped up. So
what should he have done, Steve? Should he ignored them, have ignored them, or acknowledged
Well, you ignored them, now they mad.
Uh-huh.
So now your problem is solved. They ain't coming up there no more.
Mm-mm. Okay.
See, you can't put in a request. Then when the request gets fulfilled, now you upset. See, you said don't come up here. They came up there anyway. The consequences was you played them off and you didn't talk to them. Now they mad at you. Okay, problem solved. All your objective was for them not to come up there.
Mm-hmm.
Now they came up there. Now they mad. Now ignore them and you ain't got to worry about them coming up there no more. But you ain't who you think you are, though. I done told all of them.
Yeah.
Now, you know what I'm talking about? I done told a woman to do something she ain't doing. Boy,
all right.
You must please stop expecting them to do what you tell them to do.
Yeah. All right, moving on to.
These are grown ass people. Don't ever come up to my shop. Hey.
I was in the neighborhood. I just thought I'd stop by. All right, this is Leah in Kansas City. Leah writes, I've been celibate because my boyfriend is in divinity school. I went back home to visit friends and I had a few drinks and ended up having sex with an ex. I feel so terrible. The Lord already knows what I did. So should I tell, should my boyfriend know too? Should I tell him?
What? What?
Because she feels guilty. You know she feels some kind of way.
Okay. You made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord already know what you did. Did you ask for forgiveness? If the Lord has forgiven you, shut your mouth.
Tell everything.
See, now, the Lord may forgive you, but he may not.
Right, because he is what?
Because he may not be all that divine.
Yeah.
So why would you push the envelope? Shut up. And this ain't lying. This is just shutting your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, if he asked you, did you sleep with anybody when he was gone? This is when you lie.
Oh, timing is everything.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Right now, you got no reason to lie.
All right. Last one, Steve. This is from Nisi in Temple. Nisi says, I want my husband to do some manscaping on his chest and underarms. He said it's too painful when the hair is growing back. But the hair is holding sweat and funk, and it's time for a trim. How do I convince my man to groom his hairy body?
Yeah, well, I don't like the way it smells, so I can't be up on you like this.
Mm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. You got real serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, that chest hair, when it's starting to stubble, it's a little problem when it come back. But if you keep it cut, just got to keep cutting it. Mm-hmm. It's just like facial hair, man. When I'm growing this beard, I mean, that's after about around day four, it start to doing some itching. First day of stubble ain't bad.
Uh-huh.
Day four, though, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Day six, full-blown itching.
They need to wax this.
How does she tell him? How does she tell him so, I don't know, maybe he won't get offended?
Do it while he's asleep. Shave his ass. I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, if your wife says to you, baby, you're getting a little strong right here. You're strong.
Strong.
And it ain't strong like I like it either.
Okay.
It ain't pick me up strong. It's knock me down strong. You know, pick me up strong is one thing. Knock me down strong is another thing. So, okay. You know, I mean, but the woman got to tell her husband, though. And you got to tell your significant other. Because you the check and balance system. If you don't, he going to be walking around with that arm fur holding on too much funk. See, thing about arm hair, it's when you got a lot of it. When you put deodorant on, you're putting it on the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't dying. It'll never get to the skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said
you
it's
got
too
to get
painful,
that deodorant
though.
On that skin. So what is painful? I tell you what, if that hurts you, but it's hurting us over here that's smelling you. Now, you want to be in a little pain or you want to keep us in agony? Because right now, we can't stand to see you coming. You stink, dog.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, hopefully, he'll get the message. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.